Welcome back to the Launchpoint Leader Podcast. My name is Lori.
I'm Bo.
We're so excited to be back for another day to bring you just some advice from a letter that someone's written into us at advice@launchpointleader.com. So let's dig in. The letter today says, "Dear Bo and Lori, as a leader of a fairly large team, around 100 employees, I'm in a situation that I'm hoping others relate to and have been through before. I know the importance of work-life balance, but I can't make myself actually step away. I have this sense that if I do take time off, my team might perceive me as less committed or that I'm not dependable. I want to lead by example, but I can't shake off this feeling of guilt when considering taking time for myself. We don't work a typical 9-to-5, so it's not as clear-cut. It's like I'm trapped in the cycle of overworking to prove my dedication, but it's actually leaving me feeling less dedicated than ever before. I don't think I can keep this up, but I've set such a precedent for my team that they expect me now to be there all the time. So my question is for some advice on how to break the cycle. How do I step out? And when I do, how can I not feel so guilty about it? Thanks for your time and thought into answering this question. Sincerely, down, dedicated."
Yeah, I think we all probably get into this situation at some point in our leadership journey just because we want so desperately to lead people well. And we want them to feel like they can count on us. We've talked before in podcasts about, you know, the job of a leader is to lead their team to win. So I think all of that is natural. It makes sense. But I think where I would start with down but dedicated is really this idea of realizing that your role as a leader is different than the role of the people that you're leading. You're supposed to go first, but you're going to do things that are different than what they do. So some questions I would start to ask is, what are the things that you're doing that make you feel like you have to be there in order for them to be accomplished? And whose job are you potentially doing for them, but you're paying them to do it instead? I think typically for me, when I feel like this, or when I work with leaders that feel like this, it's usually because they're taking on the work of somebody else. And it's allowing those other team members to feel like, hey, Bo's going to be here, or Down and Dedicated is going to be here to save the day. I know it's on my list, but I know they're going to be here. So it'll be fine. And what that really does is it's teaching them that they don't have to do what they're responsible for doing. And as a leader, that's a terrible thing to teach. So I think I would just start and say, are you doing the work of somebody else? And why do you feel like your people are dependent upon you to make things happen? That's the first spot I would probably start in. And then I would just say, hey, once you figure that out, make a plan for allowing them to feel the responsibility that they need to feel without you having to physically be there all the time, because they don't feel guilty for taking a vacation or taking a day off, you know? And so you shouldn't have to feel that way either. You're going to have to do the work to prepare for that, to prepare them for your absence. But if you make that the work that you do every single day, then you should be able to be absent without feeling like they're going to fail. And I think ultimately that might be where this is coming from, is you're feeling like they're going to fail and they're going to wonder where you are. And the reason that they failed is because you're not there, when actually the reason they're failing or maybe not achieving is that you haven't prepared them to do so. Or they might just surprise you too. They might like win wildly.
Yeah, to come in and rise to the challenge, where maybe it's been your insecurities that have been thinking they're not capable of doing it. But then once you've allowed them to kind of have that space.
Yeah, I used to stress all the time about leaving. And I mean, I would let everybody know I was leaving and how they could reach me. And I would check in all the time. And then I would come back and it's like, boy, our metrics are better than they were when I was here. I'm like, this is amazing. And then we just kind of drop back down. I'm like,
maybe you're the problem. Yeah.
So they might surprise you too. It might not be as in depth as what I started talking about, but that's where I would typically start. You might find some answers there.
Yeah. So let's go through it kind of tactically. So you talked about first starting with the why. You know, maybe you've done the work and you figured out why, which a very common scenario is what you laid out. You're their guardrails. You're their buffer for when they are failing. So then you said create a plan to kind of change that culture over. What does it look like to start that plan? How do you change that? Maybe your team is fully depending on you.
Yeah. I mean, it's a reset of expectations and making sure that you have those expectations in place first. making sure that they understand what they're expected to do in their roles, and then giving them the tools that they need to be able to execute those roles really well without you having to be there. Now, if you've been there and you've been their buffer, you've been their safety net or their guardrail, like you said, it's still going to require you to be there while you're teaching them how to do what you've been doing for them. But you need to be very upfront with them to say, hey, remember, these are the expectations now. We've got to do this so we can move forward as the business, so I can help you grow, so I can grow. And in doing so, I'm going to help you meet these expectations. And I'm going to be here for the next, you know, X number of days, weeks, whatever, to work beside you. And then after that, I'm turning the reins over to you on this. And it will be your responsibility to do the things I've been doing for you.
So then you go into that next scenario. You've laid this plan out to your team. Say, down but dedicated's worst fears are coming true, and their team actually is going to start to feel a little resentment, and you're going to see that maybe it wasn't just all in your head. There is that attitude from some of your team. How do you handle that as you're working on that transition?
Yeah, toughen up. I mean, yeah. Look, leaders aren't going to make everybody happy all the time.
That's tough.
It is tough, but that is the job of a leader, is to do the best thing for the business overall and the people overall. And if there are a few people who, you know, don't like the way that you're doing something or don't like the changes that you're making, well, try to work with them. But at the end of the day, you've got to be confident as the leader that the decision you're making is right for them, for you, and for the company and all of the shareholders involved, and move on, get some thick skin, and make sure that if they become a problem, deal with it.
Right. Yeah, facing that head on and dealing with that. I think it's a tough balance to strike of, you obviously don't want a whole team that aren't happy with all of your decisions. But I think if you've done the work and explained this and laid out that plan, kind of similar to what you said earlier, if there is someone that isn't just a good fit, that might be a good way to reveal that and say, like, it's not a good fit for them currently, where your business is going and where it needs to go to sustain. Because, you know, clearly from this letter, you've realized you're not in a place where you can sustain where you're working, what's going on right now. So I think it's good to remind yourself. And like you said at the beginning, your role as the leader is different, you know, and it's hard to justify that, because probably risen through different levels. You've been in a role before, and that's why you know how to do the role really well. And sometimes it can also be that sense of, it'll just be better if I do it. So that's where the start of the buffer came. And so maybe talk a little bit more about your role as the leader is different. What are those differentiating things that you need to do, and how can you remind yourself that what you're doing is different and your time away might look a little different too?
Yeah, all good points. I think what I would say to that is really remember that the leader is leading the entire organization and all the parties in it. And the team member is not. They're there to execute a particular role that you have assigned them, and that they have stepped up and said, yes, this is the role that I want to do and I'm willing to do. So as the leader, you revert back to the thing that you're the most comfortable in, which is, like you suggested, typically a role you've previously done that you no longer need to be doing because someone else is now doing it. When you revert back to that, that should be that red flag for you to go, I might be the best person to do this, but now I need to be the leader who teaches somebody else how to be the best person to do this, because that's my job as the leader. So not doing, but teaching someone else how to function in that role that maybe you used to hold. I think if you get stuck in a spot or stuck doing the work of someone else or saving the day all the time, there's no way that you can see and shape the future as a leader. There's no way that you can spend planned time developing other people. There's no way that you can spend time really thinking about emotional connections within your customer base, within your team member base. So I think maybe that gives a little insight into what being the behaviors of a leader being a little bit different than the behaviors of just a team member. And I think that's one of the reasons it's so important that you have to break away from this reliance of your team on you, so that you can actually continue to have a growing, flourishing, thriving team in the future, because before you became the leader, somebody else was doing that. The only reason that you're leading where you are today is because someone took a step out before you got to that role and made that role possible for you to have. And now you're stewarded with that responsibility of what's next for the entire business.
Yeah, that's so important. I really appreciate the look into the past as well into that. And for Down But Dedicated, you know, there's some good tactical pieces of advice here. You know, start with the why, figure out why your team feels this way. Maybe it's what we've talked about today. Maybe it's a little different. And if it is, write back in and we'd love to give that specific advice. But, you know, once you have your why, create your plan to start transferring that stuff over. And then from there, toughen up a little bit, like we said, and then figure out what members of your team, if maybe it's all of them, maybe it's some people that just aren't a great fit currently, so that your full team can go forward knowing that they are empowered and supported in their role, but also you as the leader, they understand that you have a different role.
Yeah, I think the last thing I would say, great summary, the last thing that I would say to you, leader, that wrote this is be confident, because this is the right next step for you. If you don't do this, it's going to be detrimental to you and the team that you're so, that you so want to lead well. But I'll also tell you, it will be difficult. Speaking from experience, you will ruffle some feathers because it's different. People don't necessarily love to change if they're comfortable where they are. So don't be surprised if you get pushback. That's okay. That's natural. Don't think, oh man, I knew this was going to happen. I shouldn't do this. I just need to go back to doing what I was doing. Because the reality is, you said it in the letter, the reality is this ain't going to last a whole lot longer for you. And you can only take care of you. So realize it'll be tough. You'll have some bumps with some team members along the way, but it is absolutely worth it and it's necessary to do.
So true. Well, Down But Dedicated, thank you so much for sharing and just being vulnerable in this space. We appreciate the opportunity just to share some insights into ways you can look with this and also just share with other leaders that might be going through something similar. If you have something maybe similar to this or a completely different phase of leadership that you're going through, we would love just to read that and share that alongside. You can write us in at advice@launchpointleader.com and we'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.